refreshing, smooth, and satisfying. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
The point values for questions in Hour 8 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2, 10 points. Question 3, 200 points. Question 4, 80 points. Question 5, 500 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 10 points. Question 8, 30 points. Question 9, 0 points. Question 10, 0 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 8 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1, 10 points. Question 2, 10 points. Question 3, 200 points. Question 4, 80 points. Question 5, 500 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 10 points. Question 8, 30 points. Question 9, 0 points. And question 10, 0 points. The top five team standings as of Hour 8, Question 8, are: in fifth place with 1,525 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 1,560 points is Dad's Computers Trivia Royale. In third place with 1,610 points is Return of Sloopy X Tied with Network. In second place with 1,620 points is Tin Man. In first place with 1,705 points is Knights of Neek. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is What's Up. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, and bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is What's Up. And now, question 1 of Hour 10, Trivia 38. This chain restaurant menu offering is described as the perfect balance of yin and yum. What is this menu offering? Please be complete. Once again, this chain restaurant menu offering is described as the perfect balance between yin and yum. What is this menu offering? Please be complete.
She's a witch of trouble. right, continuing. Hour 10, question number one. This chain restaurant menu is described as the perfect balance of yin and yum. What is the menu offering? Please be complete.
For me, she got plenty of rhythm, got plenty of jive, and when we dance, I really come alive. My love for her so tender and sweet, my heart starts pounding every time we meet. My bebop baby, still in her jeans, it's as sweet as she can be. My bebop baby, in her open jeans, it's a bebop baby for me, a bebop baby for me.
Concludes question one of hour 10, trivia 38. This chain restaurant menu offering is described as the perfect balance of yin and yum. What is the menu offering? Please be complete. The answer to question number one of hour 10 is pad thai with chicken. Once again, question number one of hour 10, pad thai with chicken. Moving along to question two of hour 10. Lewis Lodge helped build the Riverdale Speedway. In fact, the trophy that is awarded to the winner of the Riverdale Speedway 500 includes his nickname. What is the nickname of this fictional character? One more time. Hour 10, question 2. Lewis Lodge helped build the Riverdale Speedway. In fact, the trophy that is awarded to the winner of the Riverdale Speedway 500 includes his nickname. What is the nickname of this fictional character? Good luck in Trivia 38. right, we are in the middle of question two, hour 10. Lewis Lodge helped build the Riverdale Speedway. In fact, the trophy that is awarded to the winner of the Riverdale Speedway 500 includes his nickname. What is the nickname of this fictional character? Good luck from Trivia 38. Concludes question two of hour 10. Question two, hour 10. Lewis Lodge helped build the Riverdale Speedway. In fact, the trophy that is awarded to the winner of the Riverdale Speedway 500 includes his nickname. What is the nickname of this fictional character? The answer to question number two in hour 10, trivia 38, is Last Lap. Question two, hour 10, Last Lap. Continuing on, Trivia Stone. Time for Trivia Stone Group A, clue number three. Please listen closely. You must bring the original copy of the new Trivia Times when you go to the Trivia Stone pickup locations. All right. Listen carefully. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number three. From where you are now, go past the deer. Turn right before the flower. Look, more deer. Turn right at the second bike. Go past the two flags and the cardinals. Parts is parts. Now turn right. You are almost there. Go past the yellow triangle and hospital. Take the second left. Go past the soda machine, the water fountain, and the balloon. Turn right at the stop sign. Turn left after the second no parking sign. Turn right into the second driveway on the right and pick up your first Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your first Trivia Stone stamp. One more time. Listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number three. From where you are now, go past the deer. Turn right before the flower. Look, more deer. Turn right at the second bike. Go past the two flags and the cardinals. Parts is parts. Now turn right. You are almost there. Go past the yellow triangle and hospital. take the second left. Go past the soda machine, the water fountain, and the balloon. Turn right at the stop sign. Turn left after the second no parking sign. Turn right into the second driveway on the right and pick up your first Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your first Trivia Stone stamp. And 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team's players' parts. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible, in part, from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores on this Friday's edition. Our store... proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance of Village Park Shopping Center in Plover, Dreamweaver's Bridal. Experience the difference. 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181. And online at dreamweaversbridal.com. And Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated, removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. Moving on with trivia. Hour 3, hour 10, question number 3, hour 10, question number 3. This big screen detective claims to have been beaten up by Frank Murphy when he was in third grade. What is the first and last name of this detective? Once again, hour 10, question 3. This big screen detective claims to have been beaten up by Frank Murphy when he was in third grade. What is the first and last name of this detective? Good luck from 90FM. Trivia players in the middle of Hour 10, question 3. This big screen detective claims to have been beaten up by Frank Murphy. First and last name of this detective.
So if you got someone who's lost,
Phone's down in the back. Concluding hour 10, question 3. This big screen detective claims to have been beaten up by Frank Murphy when he was in the third grade. What is the first and last name of this detective? Answer to question number 3 of hour 10, Del Snooper. Question number 3 of hour 10, Del Snooper. Moving on to question number 4 of hour 10. Hour 10, question 4. This sitcom takes place at Sacred Heart Hospital. What is the name of this sitcom? Once again, hour 10, question 4. This sitcom takes place at Sacred Heart Hospital. What is the name of this sitcom? Good luck from your friends at 90 FM. Question number 4, hour 10. This sitcom takes place at Sacred Heart Hospital. What is the name of this sitcom? Good luck from trivia.
Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the road, straight ahead, the car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. Never forget the sound that night, the crying tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this whole world. Well, when I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There were people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes. But I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head and she smiled and said,
down in the back. Phone's down in the back. Hour 10, question 4. This sitcom takes place at Sacred Heart Hospital. What is the name of this sitcom? The answer for question 4 of Hour 10, Scrubs. Scrubs is the answer for question 4 of Hour 10. Moving on to question 5 of Hour 10. Hey, we got Oz in here.
Bottom of the hour.
Bottom of the hour?
Bottom of the hour.
Oh, I remember I had to do something, and then bottom I got the all cluster-sized. Yes. Do you want to say something to us?
Bottom of the hour.
That's it?
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to offer Point Premium Light Beer, refreshing, smooth, and satisfying. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. And AIG Travel Guard, recognized by Forbes magazine as the fourth largest company in the world. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career.
And to what do I owe the pleasure of your company as?
I was wondering if we could save a lot of phone calls to me. If you would read the answer to question number 3 of this hour again, please.
Del Snooper.
Could you read that again, please?
Del Spooner.
Thank you very much. Could you read that again, please?
Del Spooner.
It's S-P-O-O-N-E-R. Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Oz. I'm sorry, Central Wisconsin. All right. It happens.
We'll take it out later.
Del Spooner. Well, whatever. All right. Shall we continue, Central Wisconsin? All right. Del Spooner.
Wait a minute.
Oh, crud. What?
I've just been informed that Del Snooper was his Alice.
Oh, snap. Oh, we have such fun at trivia, don't we? Shall we continue? All right. Hour 5 question. Hour 10 question 5. Ah! Hour 10 question 5. The Rolling Stones were the bad boys of the British invasion. They wanted to separate themselves from the nice boy image of the Beatles. In fact, they appeared in complete drag on the cover sleeve of one of their top 10 singles. What is the title of that single? Once again, hour 10 question number 5. The Rolling Stones were the bad boys of the British invasion. They wanted to separate themselves from the nice boy image of the Beatles. In fact, they appeared in complete drag on the cover sleeve of one of their top 10 singles. What is the title of that single? Good luck. From Trivia 38.
What a drag it is getting old. Get
in the middle of Hour 10, Question 5. Hour 10, Question 5. The Rolling Stones were the bad boys of the British invasion. They wanted to separate themselves from the nice boy image of the Beatles. In fact, they appeared in complete drag on the cover sleeve of one of their top 10 singles. What is the title of that single? Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question 5 of Hour 10. The Rolling Stones were the bad boys of the British invasion. They wanted to separate themselves from the nice boy image of the Beatles. In fact, they appeared in complete drag in the cover sleeve of one of their top 10 singles. What is the title of that single? The answer, Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby, Standing in the Shadow? Once again, Hour 10, Question 5. The answer is, Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby, Standing in the Shadow? Continuing on, Hour 10, Question 6. Hour 10, Question 6. George Edwards and Gracie DeVore respond to an advertisement for a companion couple on a cross-country second honeymoon. When they arrive, they bring along their dog. What breed of dog did they bring? Once again, Hour 10, Question 6. George Edwards and Gracie DeVore respond to an advertisement for a companion couple on a cross-country second honeymoon. When they arrive, they bring along their dog. What breed of dog did they bring? Good luck. All right, in the middle of question six in hour 10, George Edwards and Gracie DeVore respond to an advertisement for a companion couple on a cross-country second honeymoon. When they arrive, they bring along their dog. What breed of dog did they bring? Good luck in Trivia 38. Down in the back. Question number six of hour 10 is complete. George Edwards and Gracie DeVore respond to an advertisement for a companion couple on a cross-country second honeymoon. When they arrive, they bring along their dog. What breed of dog did they bring? Answer, Great Dane. Hour 10, question six. Answer is Great Dane. Moving on. Hour 10, question number seven. This LPGA golfer has the Pink Panther cartoon character as the head cover for her driver club. What is the first and last name of this golfer? Once again, hour 10, question 7. This LPGA golfer has the Pink Panther cartoon character as the head cover on her driver club. What is the first and last name of this golfer?
Summer day.
All right, we're in the middle of question number 7 in hour 10. This LPGA golfer has the Pink Panther cartoon character as the head cover for her driver club. What is the first and last name of this golfer? Phones down in the back. Hour 10, question 7. This LPGA golfer has the Pink Panther cartoon character as the head cover on her driver club. What is the first and last name of this golfer? Answer, Paula Creamer. Answer 2, hour 10, question 7 is Paula Creamer. Moving on to question 8 of hour 10. Question 8 of hour 10. What is the name of the sweepstakes that is promoted in print advertising with the following? Win something that doesn't require stain remover. Please be complete. Once again, question 8, hour 10. What is the name of the sweepstakes that is promoted in print advertising with the following? Win something that doesn't require a stain remover. Please be complete.
Trivia 38 and Brian Tamling.
I should laugh, but I cry. Because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have become and gone. You took me by surprise. Time goes slowly,
burn on me.
All right, in the middle of question 8 of hour 10, question 8 of hour 10, in the middle, what is the name of the sweepstakes that is promoted in print advertising with the following? Win something that doesn't require stain remover. Please be complete.
Nothing that is wrong, wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? So soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Sun ain't nearly on the rise. We still got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet skies, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, I'm resting in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, and no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Question 8 of hour 10. Question 8 of hour 10. What is the name of the sweepstakes that is promoted in print advertising with the following? Win something that doesn't require stain remover. Please be complete. The answer to question 8 of hour 10, Trivia 38, Ford Music Video Sweepstakes. Once again, question 8, hour 10, Ford Music Video Sweepstakes.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good morning. With 90 FM News, I am Andy Letson. McDonald's didn't even know their meat was that fresh until a young steer meandered up to a drive-thru window in Texas. Reinforcements were called in, and a Fort Worth police officer impressed onlookers, and even himself, with his once-rusty roping abilities. Granted, the animal had already been shot with tranquilizers, it was near the pass-out point, but only those who were there that fateful day can attest to how tall of a tale the Texan officer tells. Think this could only happen in Texas? Roping may be a useful lost art to revive, especially considering how ridiculous our news director gets sometimes. In other news, Carl Steppen had a lot of common sense, but he gave most of them away. He's paid off a $335 small claims court judgment in pennies. That's more than 33,000 pennies. Steppen was ordered to make the payment to Bob Wilson, who had sued Steppen in a dispute over a dirt bike repair done by Steppen's motorcycle shop. Wilson says he'll donate the pennies to a Michigan charity that helps with heating bills. Steppen says he paid in pennies to show his contempt for the ruling that went in Wilson's favor, but notes that even the lowly penny is legal U.S. currency. He got his 2 cents in, and then some. Oh, I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
In your central Wisconsin weather, today it will be sunny, highs in the mid-70s, and later in the evening, warmer, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. Currently, it's 49 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 9, and Question 1 for Hour 11 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Good morning.
Hi, this is John with 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Oh, sure.
Okay, what is your team name?
Molly's Rusty Crusty Crabs.
Do you have any interesting tradition that goes along with Rusty Crusty and crabs?
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Does that two represent Rusty or Crusty? Or does it possibly represent Molly's crabs?
By the end of the weekend, they're kind of crusty. This is with SpongeBob. We have a lot of little kids. You're thinking wrong.
It's really early in the morning, one might say. How long have you been anticipating or preparing for this year's contest?
4 years. Next question.
Okay. In the ballpark, how many people do you have on your team?
We have 13.
How many are awake?
3.5.
How do you count the half?
It's a baby that just woke up and has a bottle. That's the half.
Oh, what's your team mascot?
Moop moop.
Moop.
Moop moop.
That's how
the one-year-old says SpongeBob.
So I suppose me asking just you to spell it slowly and maybe phonetically.
Yeah, but the back of your throat, goop, goop.
Goop, 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 goop.
So if you guys were a cow, what kind of cow would you be?
Wisconsin.
What do you think about California?
Fall in the ocean.
I like that.
4 years.
4 years?